This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, this week on Cross Hope, we begin with an illustration by a favorite author of mine over the years, Dr. Paul Persol, who died a number of years ago. I understand in doing some research on him, there's some controversy about his career. There's some controversy about his writing. So I'm aware of that. For those of you that know that and say, well, Randy, did you know this or know that? I do. I'm still going to quote him as a part of the sermon today from 1 Corinthians. God bless you as you listen to this message on the spiritual family. He made a great statement. He said, avoid any book, psychology book, or sermon with a number in the title. And I thought, that's interesting. What does he mean by that? And he meant this, avoid a book or a sermon that says 3 ways to be happy, 6 ways to have a better marriage, 5 ways to be successful financially. And his comment was this, life isn't that simple. Life isn't that simple. But he had some great things to say. He made fun of a lot of the self-help books by writing this book. This is an actual book title of a book he wrote, The Last Self-Help Book You Will Ever Need, Repress Your Anger, Think Negatively, Be a Good Blamer, and Throttle Your Inner Child. I love that title. It's a great book. Repress Your Anger, Think Negatively, Be a Good Blamer, and Throttle Your Inner Child. Dr. Persol would write a book called The Power of the Family, and that's the book that probably blessed me the most, The Power of the Family. And he says this, families have not failed, but we have failed the family. Would you listen to that again? The family hasn't failed. We've just failed the family as individuals. You have, and so have I. We all have failed the family. And he said some things about family I've never heard anyone say before. He said, we're becoming more and more isolated in our culture and isolated from family. We walk alone. We drive alone. We exercise alone. We work alone. We sleep alone. We pray alone. And he said, too often we die alone. We die alone. He said, the family system is a strength, yet we ignore it. We've taught people growing up that families are temporary places for preparation for the real world. Isn't that interesting? We have taught people that the family is a temporary place for preparation for the real world instead of saying, this family is your family for the rest of your life. Like it or not, that's your family. And he made this comment about families that I want to share with you, that we have not learned family maintenance. We have not learned family maintenance. You say, why are you talking about family today in a series from 1 Corinthians? Simply this. The Apostle Paul, in the passage we study in the book of 1 Corinthians, gives some family lessons from a spiritual father, a spiritual parent. Paul had a father-child relationship with the church at Corinth. Why? He founded the church. He spent a year and a half of his life there, winning people to Christ and building this church, and he loved these people. And so, in a secondary way or a side way of looking at this scripture, he's talking to people he considers family, and I think there's some lessons for every man in this room. There are lessons for every woman in this room, every young person in this room, family lessons from a spiritual parent. It's in 1 Corinthians 4. We've been in this book for a number of weeks. We're in chapter 4, verse 14. Paul says, I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you, as my dear children. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. For this reason, I am sending to you Timothy, my son, whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church. Well, we'll continue this message on the spiritual family tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.